Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Aplik reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
As June rolls in, Americans are once again inundated with messages about pride, identity, and personal expression. Governor Evers is again flying the so-called Progress Pride flag over the state capitol and has dedicated an entire radio address to celebrating so-called Pride Month. But this month, a quiet yet powerful positive movement continues to gain momentum. Fidelity Month, spearheaded by respected thinkers such as Dr. Robert George, is a national call to recommit ourselves to faith, family, and freedom. It's a movement that seeks not to divide or provoke, but to rebuild, to restore the moral foundations that have long undergirded our nation's strength. At Wisconsin Family Council, we stand unashamedly for marriage, family, life, and religious liberty. That's why Fidelity Month resonates so deeply with us. It encapsulates in one word, fidelity, the very heart of what we believe will secure a flourishing future for Wisconsin and for our country. Fidelity in its truest sense means faithfulness, and not just generic loyalty, but faithfulness to what is good, true, and right. In this instance, to God, to our families, and to our founding principles as a nation. In a cultural moment when these very allegiances are under sustained attack, Fidelity Month offers a timely and critical opportunity to remember, re-anchor, and recommit. The first pillar of Fidelity Month is faithfulness to God. America was built on a Judeo-Christian foundation. Our founders, though varied in personal beliefs, openly acknowledged, even in the Declaration of Independence, a creator who endowed every person with inherent dignity and rights. But today, that foundation is being methodically dismantled. Public displays of faith are often ridiculed. Christian convictions are increasingly treated as threats rather than as contributions to the common good. Now is the time for the church, for Christians to rise, not in anger, but in bold, loving clarity. We must live out and speak out our faith without compromise. We must defend the truth that God created us male and female. We must uphold biblical marriage. And we must proclaim with courage and compassion the gospel that offers real freedom. In our homes, churches, schools, and in the public square, we must be faithful. The next pillar is fidelity to family, meaning rejecting the lies of a culture that sees the traditional natural family as outdated or oppressive. The truth is that nothing contributes more to the well-being of children or to the stability of society than a strong family rooted in marriage between one man and one woman. We've all seen the devastating effects of broken homes and family instability. Fidelity to family means prioritizing time with their children, honoring marriage vows, teaching virtue, and passing on the faith. And yes, it means resisting the normalization of lifestyles and ideologies that undermine the family unit. We are called not just to live faithfully in our own homes, but to advocate for policies that protect and promote the family as God designed it. Finally, Fidelity Month reminds us to be faithful to our nation's founding principles, principles rooted in liberty, personal responsibility, and the rule of law. America is not perfect, but the ideals on which she was founded are noble and are worth preserving. Today, those ideals are in jeopardy. Freedom of speech is being curtailed by cancel culture. Religious liberty is under pressure from bureaucratic overreach, and our very understanding of truth is being replaced by subjective feelings and political ideology. If we're to remain a free people, we must return to fidelity, to a shared moral vision that makes true liberty possible. That starts with truthful education, with engagement in government, and with courageous leadership at every level. As citizens, we must vote not just for what benefits us individually, but for what honors God and strengthens families. At Wisconsin Family Council, we're encouraging churches, families, and individuals to embrace Fidelity Month as more than a symbolic gesture. This isn't about nostalgia for some idealized past. It's about standing firm in truth so that future generations can inherit a culture where faith is valued, family is cherished, and freedom is protected. So this June, while the world waves its rainbow flags, let's raise a different banner. The banner of fidelity. Let's affirm with conviction and love that we are faithful to God, to our families, and to the principles that make America worth loving. The time for fidelity is here. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Aplik reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Aplik, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin 53708. Call us toll free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.